This Morning with Dale Stewart, owner of Arizona Hiking Shack on Thomas Road, just east of 32nd Street. It is, like I was telling you, an outdoor adventure toy store. And there's products for anything and everything. Kitchens, Camelback packs, shoes, climbing shoes, hiking shoes, tents, clothing. And one of the more unique components of the store is this rental center.
Yeah, over the years, we know that it's difficult to own high-end equipment, specialty equipment, because we do live in especially pinnacle sports such as backpacking, climbing, hiking, and getting off the sidewalk. So rentals for backpacks, tents, sleeping bags, all the equipment that you'd need, crampons, ice axes,
I'm looking at this list of equipment you've got going on here. You've got the water sports.
Kayaks, inflatable kayaks, hard shell kayaks, sit-on tops, rafts, 14, 16-foot with the frames. You can go from the Grand Canyon to the Green to the Upper Salt River. They got a lot of other equipment along the way.
I see a boat pump. I would want a boat pump.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to take an inflatable, a boat pump's a good one to start with. We try to make sure you get one out the door when you pick up your package. But you can also get throw bags and dry bags and things to put your stuff in, splash pants, wetsuits. You got climbing harnesses. You've got helmets and gloves and shoes. And there's such a variety of things that we try to promote for safe camping and have the ability to put you in a good sleeping bag with a ground pad that's going to keep you warm and do it at a price that's really affordable comparatively to having to buy all your equipment.
So you've got kind of the exotic equipment for the real adventure, but you've also got the family hiking and camping supplies as well.
Oh, we do.
Pack frames, sleeping bags, burner stoves, tents.
Cots. It's two burner stoves. We have groovers. What we call groovers is kind of an outhouse. In this day and age, the laws have changed for taking care of your waste. And so there's containers that we can service along the way. So if you're out camping in the wild, it's not the same way as digging a cat hole and having a mess. So we can show you how to do safe, legal camping in this day and age on the rivers and the encampments around Arizona.
And so we're talking about a 6-person tent. Oh no, let's go all the way up to the 8-person tent for a family. You've got an 8-person tent for $65.
For 5 days.
That's for the whole week.
Pick it up on a Thursday, bring it back on a Monday.
Man, you can't beat that. So you want to get involved in getting outside and you're not quite sure where to start with the family or friends, this would be a great place to start. Even if you don't have the equipment, they can set you up with the equipment.
Well, we'll even give you 50% toward the purchase of new equipment off your rentals. Once you come back and you decide you might like something, we'll help you step up to the plate with a new piece of equipment of your own and take some of the rental money and apply to it.
That's a fantastic program. And then more of the extreme sports, the climbing and the kayaking and stuff, for those that are just kind of have their interest peaked, how would you get somebody started? Like, I've been in a kayak once or twice, you know, back in college. Didn't accomplish much, but enjoyed it. If I wanted to get involved in kayaking, I mean, what kind of little beginner rig do you put me in? Where do you send me?
Yeah, one of the things that we take a lot of pride in is that we're homeboys and girls, mom, pa, shop, and we know who's who in the community. So if you want to get started with climbing, we want to send you to a customer such as Arizona Mountaineering Club.
Okay.
They're well-established, one of the oldest, largest clubs in the country. Arizona Adventures, there's another organization we work with, Rescue 3 International. Ropes That Rescue up in Sedona for technical rescue classes. We do a lot of education here, and we get you pointed in the right direction. It's really important that you have a plan when you get in the wilderness so you don't become a statistic.
And y'all do a lot of classes here. Are those evening classes, day classes? What kind of topics do y'all cover?
Well, we cover GPS. We cover backpacking 101. We cover climbing. We cover kayaking. That we cover technical rescue. There's a wide breadth of things that we try to get folks educated in.
You know, having been out in Arizona a lot over the last 60 years, I want to know the truth. Do you ever doubt your GPS? I have many times.
Well, yeah. I spend a lot of time in the Grand Canyon. I'll tell you that the GPS doesn't work as well as I'd like it to. And I spend a lot of time in the canyon trying to map things out. But when you get up against the wall, those GPSs, wall, clouds, trees, they all become an interference to accuracy.
Well, when I first began carrying a GPS, it was in the White Mountains, and I was doing a hike actually with my dogs, and we were out for several hours. And I thought, okay, it's time to circle back and get to the truck. And several hours later, I was still looking for the truck, and the GPS was telling me this way, and I just knew that GPS was wrong. Yeah, I know. It's right around here. And so finally, after about 3.5 hours looking for the truck, I thought, okay, maybe the GPS knows what it's doing. It took me right to the truck.
Well, much like pilots there, they need to learn to trust those instruments. And yes, GPS is good technology.
It's incredible technology.
It truly is. And then for those who are in between knowing what they need to do, there's always those spots that you can push a button and be relocated.
Yeah, that's right. That's
be
right.
Found.
All right. So the Rental Equipment Center here at Arizona Hiking Shack, for those of you, and the Tonto passes are sold. I imagine you have the passes for all the four. Yeah, all right. Coronado, Coconina, all of them. So right here at the Arizona Hiking Shack on Thomas Road. It's 3244 north side of the road. You can't miss it. It is an outdoor adventure toy store. There isn't anything you could want to do outdoors in Arizona that you can't find the supplies and the materials and the equipment for right here at Arizona Hiking Shack.